Hello there. Welcome to our 14th writing class. Today we're going to keep it short. This is going to be a very quick message because it's a very objective kind of text. It's an action plan. It's very straight to the point and it does not waste time with a lot of communicative situations, and there is not a lot of space for communication here. This is just a straight to the point document saying, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to do. And since this is such a short document, today's lesson is also going to be a little bit shorter than usual. So let's not waste any time, let's get right into it. So here we have our message. It's a message from James Pittman to Rajesh Chandra, and it is regarding the action plan. So when you have this in an email in English, this is usually regarding something. It means regarding. So you're talking about the subject of the message. And so he starts the message by saying, "Dear Rajesh, as requested, I am sending you my action plan for something quarter. Please let me know if you recommend any changes." So here he is talking about the subject of the email. He is sending an action plan and he is asking for advice for things that need to be changed, that should be changed in this action plan. So what goes in the blank? We have three options. We have next, we have another, and we have previous. So previous doesn't make sense, right? Because how are you going to make a plan for the past? It doesn't make sense. And what about another? Well, an action plan for another quarter. Grammatically speaking, that is correct, but an action plan is a specific thing. And saying another quarter, you're not giving me any information. You're just saying that it is in some moment in the future. It doesn't make sense. So our best option here is option C, next quarter. I am saying what my plan is for next quarter, for the near future. So let's choose option C. Now he is going to describe a couple of activities that he is going to do. So it's an activity that he is going to do every day, an activity or a group of activities. So how do you represent that, something that you do every day? Is it daytime? Is it every day? Or is it daily? Well, daytime refers to a part of the day. So it's a moment, it's not a frequency. And the word in option B, every day, is an interesting word because you have the expression every day and you have the expression every day. These two are different expressions. So every day, the first one, is an adjective. It's something that is normal, something that is not different from usual. So in Portuguese, it would be something like corriqueiro. So something that happens every day is an everyday situation. However, the second expression, every day, talks about frequency. So how often do you study English? Do you study every day? Do you study every day? So whenever you have this idea of frequency, you will know that you're using the second expression, every day, separated. However, here we are talking about frequency, but our option is the one word, every day. So that leaves us with only C as a possible answer, daily. And daily has this idea of frequency. Something that you do every day is a daily activity for you. So let's choose option C and move on. So these activities are check for task list updates as soon as possible, check for system updates, and do something RSI prevention exercise checklist. What is in that blank? So what we're talking about is an RSI prevention exercise. You will probably hear about RSI in a work environment. So what is RSI? Well, this is repetitive strain, injury. At least in this context, that's what it would be, because we're talking about exercise. So a repetitive strain injury is an injury like some kind of problem, physical problem that you might have because you have been working too much. So people who use a keyboard every day, they might develop a certain injury in their tendons. And that's what is called RSI in English. In Portuguese, that would be ler, lesão por esforço repetitivo. So he is setting as a daily activity a set of exercises that is going to help him avoid the situation. And so let's take a look at the blank here, because we have a verb here that's perform, right? But taking a look at the structure of these items in his list, well, what's gonna fit? Well, take a look at the previous items. You have check, because he is using the infinitive. So here, it's also going to have to be the infinitive. Which one of these three options is the infinitive form of that verb? Is it perform, performing, or performed? Well, it's very clear that it's going to be perform, option A. Now he's talking about his week, so weekly activities that he's going to repeat at least once a week. So he's going to do something there with weekly staff meetings and discuss specific goals. So what goes in the blank there? Our options are attend, attend to, and tend to. Well, tend to is not going to be correct, so option C is out. Options A and B have this idea of attend. So attend to weekly staff meetings or attend weekly staff meetings. So attend to gives you the idea of taking care of something, and attend gives the idea of being present at something. So since we're talking about meetings here, the best option is going to be attend. You attend a meeting, not attend to a meeting. Be careful. And then he says that he's also going to update the tasks and goals checklist. And then he goes towards another kind of activities. Well, he's talked about his daily activities, his weekly activities. What's going to be the next one? Is it going to be next month activities, monthly activities, or every month activities? Well, when you're talking about something that is repeated every month, you're going to use the expression monthly. So this is a monthly task, something that you have to do every month. So our best option is B, monthly. So the monthly activities are to write strategy report to be delivered on week 4 and to monitor key performance indicators. So here in this second task, in this second monthly task, you have a very interesting usage of the word key. So when you say that something is key, that means that this thing is very important. It's the most essential part of something. You can't open a door without a key. So something that is a key is something essential. But he also has additional goals, more specific ideas, more specific actions that he has to take. So he's going to write all of these activities, and he's going to separate them in blocks according to each month. So he is sorting his activities. To sort is to put in order. So you can sort, for example, sort alphabetically. That means you're going to get a lot of words and you're going to put them in alphabetical order. You're going to sort alphabetically. So here he is taking all these goals and he is sorting them. How? Is it by month? Is it of month? Or is it in month? In order to know what would go into this blank, you only need to enter a website where you have many items that you can sort. You will probably see a button that says sort by, and then you can choose. Do you sort by price? Do you sort by size? Do you sort by popularity? So all of these options are going to put the items, the products, in order. So sort by price is going to put the most expensive first or last, and the least expensive first or last. And then it's going to organize the list. So sort in Portuguese can be understood as organizar. So here he is organizing all of these ideas. And as I mentioned, you're going to use sort by. So the better option is going to be obviously option A. So on the 15th of August, he is going to attend the HR training seminar, seminal, or seminary. Well, seminary is where you go if you want to become a Catholic priest. So I don't think that's correct in this context. Seminal. What is seminal? Seminal is an adjective, and it describes something as being very, very important. So what we are looking for, really, is option A, seminar, which in Portuguese would be translated as seminário, which can be a little bit confusing, right, when you think of seminar and seminary. So be careful, right, because we're talking about a work environment, not an educational environment. And then on the 22nd of the same month, he is going to do something to employee performance reports. Is he going to evaluate, value, or evaluate? Well, evaluate is very tempting, but it's not a real word in English. The word you're looking for is evaluate. Value kind of looks similar to evaluate, but value usually talks about importance or maybe financial value. Evaluate is what you're going to use when you're talking about quality. So to evaluate these reports means that he's going to take the reports and he's going to see if they are good. So let's choose that answer. Then on the 19th of September, he is going to attend a general strategy meeting. And then in October, on the 15th, he is going to do this checklist, this roster update checklist. What is roster? Well, roster means the group of people that compose a team. You can use that for sports. You can use that for a team inside a work environment, and so on. And on the 20th, he's going to file something, budget report. What is in that blank? Well, we have final, we have finish, and we have end. The best option here is going to be final. Final means that something is the last repetition of something. So this is going to be the answer. A, final. He's going to file the final report. And then on the 30th of October, what is he going to do? Well, something for end of quarter review. Well, judging by the options for this blank, he is not really talking about an activity. He is talking about a moment, a specific day, because he's talking about dates. So the 30th of October, is it going to be the during date, the due to date, or the due date for this review? Well, the correct option here is C, because due date means the final date, the date before which you have to do something. So he needs to do this end of quarter review before the 30th of October. So due date is kind of like data limite in Portuguese. So that's going to be our option, and that ends our action plan. So do you think it's going to be successful? So let's take a look at the text. We have a message from James Pittman to Rajesh Chandra, and it's about the action plan. He says, "Dear Rajesh," and he states that he is about to show him his action plan. So he is describing what his plans are for the short and for the medium term as well. Just to be clear, I said short term and medium term. So an action plan has short term and medium term actions. It can also have long term. So we're talking about actions that are close to us in the future, short-term actions, medium-term actions that are not very close to us, but not very far. So maybe the next quarter, the next 2 or 3 months. And the long-term action is going to be something that's in the future, like in a year or maybe in 10 years. And so he describes what his activities are going to be in these specific months. So August, September, and October. That's the third quarter. So overall, this is a way of showing somebody what your plans are, what you are going to do in order to solve a situation, or maybe how do you plan to act from now on. So it's always important to be very clear and very objective when you are writing a plan like this one. And so that's it for today. Thank you very much for watching. And as always, if you have any questions, let us know in the comments below. So I'll see you next time, and happy studies.